for loot, and loot they would have or die in the getting of it. So both sides hated and despised each other. Lindisfarne was raided again the following year, and then again, until the monks could bear it no longer and the monastery was abandoned. In 794, the monasteries at Wearmouth and Jarrow in the north of England also suffered terrifying attacks. The holy island of Iona, off the west coast of Scotland, was raided in 795, and then again in 802 and 806, when 60 monks were murdered. After this, the remaining monks fled from Iona and went to live in the monastery at Kells in Ireland. But they were not safe here, either. An Irish monk wrote a poem in praise of bad weather, which was the one thing that they could trust to protect them. Grimly howls the storm this night. The wind tears the sea to a white spray, so I do not fear the coursing of the waves tonight by the fierce warriors of Norway. In a short time, it would not be just the monasteries of Europe suffering under the heavy hand of the Viking raiders. Farms, towns, even cities would come under attack. Soon, nowhere with anything worth stealing would be safe. So who were these raiders from the north? Who were the Vikings? The name Viking is still something of a mystery to this day. In Anglo-Saxon, the language of the early English, it means quite simply pirate. From what we have already found out about the Vikings' behaviour, this makes a lot of sense. It may be related to the Old Norse word vík, which means a bay or creek. The Norsemen themselves called the bay and the creek or fjord that leads from the North Sea up to Oslo in Norway the vík. So many people who lived around it were called vikingers. Certainly it's true that many Vikings came from Norway, but there were just as many Danes and Swedes as well. In fact, Vikings came from all over Scandinavia. They all spoke more or less the same language, which today is known as Old Norse, so they could understand each other and work together, whether they came from Denmark, Sweden, or Norway. Another explanation, which seems more likely, is that the word Viking comes from a verb in Old Norse, to go a Viking, which means literally to go on an adventure, to gain wealth and fame. So Vikings were men from Scandinavia who ventured forth into the world to make their fortunes. But why? Why not stay at home and make a living peacefully? And why, when they went out into the world, did they not just seek to trade and make friends with other nations? Why were they so savage and warlike? In order to answer these questions, we need to understand their lives in Scandinavia.